Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You think there's people that complain about their cities? You should hear Mary Kay complain about her suburb. I'm kidding. Mary Kay, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
It was good to see you at Lima's birthday party, his soiree on Saturday. It was wonderful to spend free time together, Mary Kay, don't you think?
It was absolutely amazing. So much fun. And I just want to say to both of you guys, you have knocked it out of the park with your significant others. My goodness. Lizzie and Sarah, they are amazing. You guys are so darn lucky.
Whoa! Did you meet Lima's sister?
I did.
Not gorgeous. A nice person, by the way. What? You said gorgeous? Well, she's good looking. I'll never say nothing like that, but you know.
It was Mary Kay stayed for a very long time. You went and hobnobbed. You talked to everybody. Yeah. It was everybody from all walks of life.
She's a butterfly.
That was very nice. Very courageous to come into that. You know, you didn't know who you would know, what people you would know, and you came. I was impressed.
Well, it was a lot of fun. You've got some tremendous friends. They are just amazing. You've got a great life. I'm very happy for you. I really think that you found a keeper there. Sorry, I'm just going to go with that on the air here. But Sarah's phenomenal. And everything about the party was great. It was so much fun. Dante's next door. Don't know if I'm supposed to be saying that or not. But it was the venue was great. The company
awesome.
Was great. I had a lot of fun. We'll do it again soon.
One final, yeah, it's 41st birthday. We'll do it. One final question. Did you notice Jason Lloyd's pit stains?
I did not. Now, someone later pointed them out to me in a photo, but I did not notice them at the time.
Okay, thank you very much. Mary Kay joining us here on the show. Baker Mayfield, is he getting paid this summer or next summer?
Well, it doesn't have to be this summer or next summer. Those are not the only two choices. I pretty much laid this out in a 21 Browns Questions for 21, which appeared on Monday. And basically, here's the bottom line. They will continue to, you know, they'll have conversations. They're not really in some deep negotiations right now. That's not how it's going. And the way that I put it is that, you know, I could see it spilling into the season because they've already done the fifth-year option. I just don't think that this is a tremendous sense of urgency. Sure, it can possibly get done this summer, but I see it spilling into the season.
Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. So when the agent says with the agent, I know you've been in constant contact with his agent and many others. When he says, hey, yeah, we'll probably get a deal done this summer, but then later in the same statement says, really, it's in the Browns' court, balls in their court. Does that mean there has not been an offer? Or do you think there definitely already is a number? There's been a number that's been placed out there that they've had a chance to look at.
First of all, when we're talking about the agent, there's Jack, who is Tom Mills' dad. Tom Mills is the one doing the contract, okay? Tom Mills would be the spokesperson for any kind of contract talk on this issue. Jack was the person who was quoted, but Tom is the one who really is doing the work for the most part. So, you know, when I read the quote, I don't know, the first part of the quote didn't necessarily match up to the second part of the quote.
That's kind of what I thought, Mary Kay.
Well, so, yeah. So, anyways, that, I don't know. I'm going to leave that.
Well,
there.
I want to know, do we think at this time, because you're right, nothing has to happen now, but we've seen these protracted negotiations with quarterbacks. The one that everyone's going to point out is the Dak Prescott and how it got contentious, and it became a national story every day. And we know that if the Browns are as good as we think they're going to be, every day Baker does not have a contract extension, it is going to be debated. It's going to become a national storyline, obviously a local one that's going to be brought up at press conferences almost weekly, because that's how this works in today's day and age. Do you think there's been a number thrown out by the Cleveland Browns?
You know what? The way that I have been describing it is that, no, I really don't think that, I don't think they're at that point yet where they have pinned down a number. And here's why. I mean, you just can't yet. I mean, you just can't do that yet. There are two other contracts that will loom large, I believe, in this discussion, and that is the one for Josh Allen and the one for Lamar Jackson. So you're not going to be throwing out numbers yet. I mean, I've been trying to help manage expectations on this so that people aren't constantly saying, is it going to get done next week? Is it going to get done next week or the week after that? And as I have mentioned, nothing is imminent at this moment. So that's where it stands.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. Did you see the video of Odell on the treadmill?
I absolutely did, and I'm going to get on the treadmill myself today and see if I can beat that time. I'm so inspired by that.
Do you have one of those treadmills?
I don't know if it's exactly like that, but I do have one.
A treadmill. Wow! Congratulations on all your success. It was a four. It was a 4-second video. I got nervous watching him on the treadmill because I felt like he might fall off that treadmill. I've never seen a treadmill like that. I've never seen a treadmill. And then people were specifying what kind it really I made her laugh. What kind it really was. Is there a number I can assign to him as far as yards, touchdowns, what's important? What do I expect out of Odell in 2021? What's fair?
Well, what he's capable of and what you can expect might have to be two different things, because there are so many pass catchers, so many weapons on this offense that you're just not going to be able to get the ball to every single one of them the way they deserve it and can handle it. So he is absolutely capable of well over 1,000 yards, especially in a 17-game season. He's capable of, 8, 9, 10 touchdown catches and more. He's capable of over 100 receptions in a 17-game season. But how are they going to divide up all this work? I think the Browns understand and realize they have a good problem to have. They've got, 4, 5, 6 guys that are all capable of 1,000-yard seasons, whether on the ground or through the air. And some of them will reach that milestone. Some of them will not.
Mary Kay, when it comes to Odell and his role, it's something we've talked about. Clearly, there was a lack of chemistry or something. Something was going on. So far, in every game these guys have played, with the exception of two, they just don't seem to have been on the same page. So what changes this year? We think we have a smart organization now. We think we have a very smart head coach. We've got more than capable quarterback, and he's more than capable wide receiver. Do you think his role should be adjusted going into this season?
Well, you know what? I think that Odell is going to be a big part of this season. I think the reason they had chemistry problems in the past were, first of all, 2019, everyone should pretty much just wipe that off the books. That was a disaster, and nobody was going to really be on the same page with Baker too much in that season. So that left them with the first half of last year together, and they were working on it. They were getting it. And Baker, for Baker, the lights really came on, and everyone sort of figured it out in the second half of the season. I don't think that's because Odell was off the field. I think that's because Baker figured out the offense. The coaches figured out Baker, and I think that Odell would have benefited from that. The other key thing here is that the coaches really do appreciate and understand what Odell brings to the table, and they will find ways to get him the ball. And then also, Baker and Odell have worked out in Austin. They'll probably work out in Florida together. They're going to have a whole training camp, and I think they'll be just fine.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. How does the offense change? What does Kevin Stefanski do differently? What does Alex Van Pelt do with this offense? How does it work?
Well, I've been saying this, and I think this is a key point, that they had to basically go with the Gary Kubiak offense last year because they didn't have time to reinvent the wheel, especially in a pandemic. They really had to go with what they knew was going to work and what Kevin Stefanski called the year before. But there are some brilliant coaches on this staff. They've been around some successful people. They have Super Bowl rings. They've got incredible experience. So this year you will see more input from Chad O'Shea, from Alex Van Pelt, Bill Callahan, Stump Mitchell, and the rest of the Drew Petzing, the offensive staff. These guys will collaborate. They'll put their heads together more. They'll come up with different things. I think you'll see more three wides. I think you'll see more four wides. I think you'll see Baker Mayfield have more jurisdiction over what he can and can't do when he's out on the field. I think you'll see new wrinkles. And I think Kevin Stefanski will put more of his stamp on this offense.
Mary Kay, what's the biggest question mark coming into the season? We know there's so many things that we know we have down. They're bringing back everybody on offense. When we talk about question marks, especially I think defense, I still wonder about, you know, linebacking core, defensive line with a lot to prove. Yes, they've made some big changes. What do you think there?
Well, I think the biggest question is how quickly will that new defense come together? They will have 8 or 9 new starters on that defense. And that's the biggest question mark, because they don't have time to not come together quickly. They've got Kansas City right out of the gate, and, you know, they've got to make that happen. So that's the biggest question mark. The reason why I think fans and coaches can be optimistic about this is the fact that these guys are really super smart guys. They're talented, and a lot of them have a lot of veteran experience and leadership. At every level of the defense, they added new veteran leaders, Malik Jackson, Anthony Walker, John Johnson. And when you watch them out there at practice, they know what they're doing. They're moving quickly. They're coming together. And I just don't think it's going to be a process that's going to take them 9 weeks to figure it out.
Does David Njoku start the season on the Browns active roster?
Yes. He's a part of it. He's here. He says he's all in, and they believe he can get the job done.
What if somebody gets hurt and they have a need in another position?
Well, you know, I mean, anything can happen, and Andrew Berry will continue to be aggressive in building this roster. But as of right now, I think you're, for the most part, looking at the roster that you're going to see on opening day.
Would you rather me ease into a question or talk to you in a halting tone like this?
I don't mind rapid fire. It is a little early, though, I will say, especially because I'm on vacation this week. So
you didn't even tell us you were on vacation. We would have had you on then.
You couldn't tell I was in party mode on Saturday?
Oh, that explains a little bit. Where are you at?
Wow.
No, I'm just at home. This is a working vacation. Just trying to I had 3 20-somethings move home last spring with all kinds of things from apartments and dorms and everything. So I'm just trying to work through all that.
So you have a full house again?
No, they're all, you know, some of them are in different places back at schools and stuff like that, but I did have an influx of all kinds of clothes and appliances, some furniture, you name it, it's all here.
What's important to do when the nest becomes empty?
You know, I haven't experienced that yet, so I really don't
really?
Know. I wish I could say, but I mean, I don't even know if I wish I could say. Right now, I still have one living here and one home for the summer, so I have not experienced empty nest just yet.
Okay.
All right, we've seen Mina Kimes and we've seen other national pundits say that Nick Chubb is the best running back in football. Should we, this station, this show, should we be starting a national effort to make sure everyone is aware that Nick Chubb is the best running back, or would the Browns prefer us not do that?
Well, you know, I think there are actually 2 different categories of running backs in the NFL right now. Those are the pure runners, and Nick is arguably the best pure runner in the NFL, or he's definitely in the top 3. And then there are the dual threat running backs. So I guess it just depends on how you want to look at it. I mean, there are guys that are the, you know, the Alvin Kamaras that are the pass catchers as well as the runners. And so I think there almost needs to be 2 different categories when we're grading them. But Nick is certainly right up there amongst the best of the best, especially just in sheer running ability.
Mary Kay, we can't thank you enough for the time. All the best to you and yours. Enjoy your working vacation.
Will do. See you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.